Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm glad to have you here. I'm also glad to have Nikki Beavers with us, ladies and gentlemen. Nikki's a new friend, and she's an outstanding entrepreneur. She has a five-year-old company that's just done so well, and I wanted her to join us to talk to us a little bit about her business and how she got it going and what's it been like being a woman small business owner in the 21st century. Nikki, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on everything. And now the name of your company is Jeva Technologies Incorporated.
Jeva Technologies. That's correct.
Jeva. Is that how you pronounce it?
That's right. It's a Greek word.
I was going to ask you the origin. Of course, that's your background. Your family is your first generation of Greek heritage. And what does Jeva mean?
Jeva means powerful.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. All right. So tell the audience, now you've got your business is supporting the cell phone industry, right?
That's correct.
And you've got a background in that industry. You spent a number of years in that industry, right?
That's right. Well, I've been in the wireless business for about 17 years, and I first started as an authorized agent up in Maryland for Cellular One. And from there, just as the market became very competitive in the wireless industry, just basically diverted into the accessories for wireless.
And now that's what your business does. You make accessories for the wireless industry.
We do. We develop and design accessories for the wireless industry, and recently we've also developed a laptop case accessory.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. Now let's talk about the evolution of your career from being I know you were an employee at one time. You graduated from college, and you actually went to work in the radio business for a little while, didn't you?
I did. In Alexandria, Virginia, I started off in radio as an editor for NBC Radio Network.
And you were smart enough to get out of that industry, right?
Well, I don't know about all of that, but it's sort of like the road that life takes you.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about how you were an employee, then you became, when you were an authorized representative, that was your own business, wasn't it?
That's true. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
That's correct.
And so how long did you operate that business?
For about 12 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometime around 5 years ago, or tell us when you got started thinking about doing the thing that you're doing right now. What made you think that might be an opportunity?
Well, I saw a niche. Again, back in when wireless first came out, there was such a great opportunity for wireless, and I took that opportunity. But then as the market became saturated, I decided to divert into the wireless accessories because at that point there was a less competition. I saw a need for accessories to piggyback basically off of phones and that type of thing. So we saw a niche. We hooked up with different carriers and developed different accessories for them. One thing that we do is we design them specifically for that particular customer, so we're exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it's been a great opportunity. I've also become authorized through a company called WeBank, certified through that company.
Right.
And they've opened a lot of doors for me.
So you already had a good background in the industry. You knew a lot of people in the industry.
I did.
You knew where some of the pain was, right? You knew where there was some opportunity to scratch an itch in some niches. And now the interesting thing to me is that you could see that selling wireless was getting, as you said, to use your term, very saturated. You know, a lot of people out there selling wireless, and with more and more people having wireless, maybe less and less opportunity. So you felt like you needed to take to divert down a road that was maybe a little less competitive. But you know what? I was buying cell phone accessories a few years ago when you started your business, and I would say that was a pretty competitive market back then, too.
Sure. And it still is a competitive market, but it's really what you make it, Jim. You have to just basically grab opportunities, network your business. I guess the main thing is that you can drive your business. You have more independency as far as having your own business and the wireless accessories rather than being an authorized agent for a carrier because, as you know, all the carriers have merged. Wireless phones have been they're free. They're giving them away for free. So the margins get tighter and that right. type of thing. So it becomes it's something that's out of your control, whereas on the accessory side, it's more in your control and you can target different carriers and different retailers. So we've gone from the carrier into retailers and been able to diversify in that area. And that's another reason why we've also gotten into laptop cases for women.
And you probably also are having more fun, too, aren't you?
I am. I'm having a blast.
Quick break. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Nikki if she's doing her own manufacturing or if she's outsourcing that. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Nikki Beaver.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there. Thank you for checking it out and using it to your advantage. Everything is free there, except my books. We'll make you pay for those. Everything else is free. My newsletter, which you can subscribe to, comes on Sunday. By email, get you ready for the week ahead, and our blog, which we'll send to you 5 days a week, or you can just come and get it if you want. And all the other things, archives, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members, all there for you, for your advantage, and it's all free, thanks to our corporate partners. We appreciate them, and we hope you do. Nikki Beavers is our guest. She's our new friend, president and founder of Jiva Technologies Incorporated. They make accessories for the wireless industry, which now you can really say without unequivocally, Nikki, that you are working for in the wireless industry because you're now doing laptop, which now when you think of wireless, you can't just talk about cell phones, can you?
That's right.
Because you got PDAs, you got laptops and all that sort of thing. So you guys have branched out into that. And I want to get into that in just a minute. But when you decided to start your own business, mm-hmm. you'd already sort of been a business owner because you'd been selling wireless. Basically as a contractor, right?
That's right.
So was there much of a leap mentally and emotionally to start this business?
No, actually, I've been an entrepreneur most of my life. You know, I love challenges, and I love being able to get out there and service the customer. You know, one thing that we pride ourselves in is customer service, is designing a product especially for that customer. So there's a lot of creativity that goes behind the product.
Yeah, absolutely. And now you decide to go into this business that you're in now, which is making basically make holsters for cell phones?
Holsters and basically any type of charging device, all the carrying cases, leather carrying cases, earphones, earbuds, every accessory for a cellular phone.
The Bluetooth equipment that hangs off the ear, that kind of thing?
That's right.
All right. Now that's a lot of different things that involve a lot of different technology, a lot of different manufacturing skills.
How much
of those manufacturing lines do you own? How many of those do you own?
Well, basically what we do is we develop all of our accessories here. We have an in-house designer, and we develop and design them, and then we send them off to each and every factory, and then they put all the technical aspects into the product.
So you outsource that part of the business?
We do. We do. We
work directly. Very smart.
We work directly with the factories overseas, and then we put together a finished product, and we present it to the customer. And again, it's something that's unique and specific for that customer.
Would you say that customization has been one of the keys to your success?
It really has. There's other companies that do what we do, obviously, but they have a product line. They go into the customer and they say that, you know, this is our product line, and where we can go in to the customer and design something exclusive for that particular customer and their needs and fill the voids that they have.
Of course, having your company having a really cool owner, that's a competitive advantage, isn't it, Nikki?
I'm sorry?
Having your company having such a cool owner, that's a real competitive advantage, isn't it?
It is.
I say that about my company all the time. Okay. Now, how many employees you got?
We have 20.
20. And tell, you've been in business 5 years, but in some ways a lot longer than that. There are ladies out there, not just ladies, there are ladies and men out there listening to you right now, Nikki, who are where you were when you were at that point where you were deciding to go left or right in your career, whether to expand your business or whether to go in a new direction or just start a business, period. Mm-hmm. What do you now know that you wish somebody had told you then?
The basic principles, I believe, is basically developing a really good staff, having a really good support system, people that you can trust in your organization. Once you've done that, it's pretty simple from there, because you have to manage the entire company and manage the entire process. But having the right people in all the key areas is critical.
What have you learned about managing human beings in the last 5 years that you didn't know?
Everybody has their own way. Everybody's unique. My way of doing business is I'm not a micromanager, so to speak. If I trust my employees, I let them develop and perform the way that they do. But just basically dealing with all the different types of personalities, being able to understand that everybody has a different way of getting to their destination, and just believing in them and trusting that they're going to do the job right. But again, the foundation is having a good team from the get-go.
What was the biggest challenge starting your business? What was the biggest thing, the thing that you didn't know if you were actually going to be able to overcome it when you started the business you're in right now?
I think the biggest challenge was really getting that sound team. I've gone through my share of people. I've gone through employees. I've gone through, like you said, different personalities. I mean, everybody's unique. But the biggest challenge was actually getting to the level where I have that foundation, that staff. I mean, that's mm-hmm. critical. I think that's the most critical aspect of the business.
What about capital? How capitalizing your business? Do you have any challenges there?
Oh, yeah.
How did you deal with that?
That's always a challenge. Just basically being smart, streamlined, keeping everything. I started off with a very small staff, but I have people that do multiple things that can, you know, cross over to different areas.
That's essential for small businesses, isn't it?
It's essential.
That means you got to hire good people who can do that.
You do. And that's tough. And that's very tough.
They're not easy to find.
No.
Nikki, stand by. Nikki Beavers is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the president and founder of a really cool company, 5-year-old company, Jiva Technologies. And she's going to be on the stage with a really famous entertainer in a month or so. And when we come back, we're going to get her to tell us about that. Right after these messages, we'll be back. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Nikki Beavers, is our guest. She's the president and the founder of a really cool company, Jiva Technologies. Jiva, by the way, is Greek for powerful. And Nikki, give us the website, please.
www.jivatech.com.
J-E-V-A. J-E-V-A tech.com?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay.
That's right.
What do we find when we get there, Nikki?
You'll find all the information in the background about the company, our accessories.
We can see your catalog right there?
You can see the catalog.
Can we buy from you?
You can't buy online. We sell directly right now to the retailers.
Okay. So they can go to – now, Office Depot is one of your big new customers, right?
That's right, Office Depot.
Buy a lot of stuff there. And who else do you do business with?
You can buy our accessories and laptop cases online on Target.com.
All right.
And now, Singular Wireless.
Now, you said you sell laptop cases for women.
That's correct.
Now, that sounds a little exclusionary there, Nikki. How come I can't buy one?
Well, you will be able to down the road, but we haven't gotten there yet.
So what are these, pink or something? Got flowers on them? Or what's the story?
They're not pink, but what we decided is when we go into these office supply stores that a lot of the laptop cases are very, ballistic nylon. They're very generic.
And they're not very pretty, are they?
They're not.
And women want pretty things, don't they, Nikki?
They do. They want something pretty. They want something functional, but also fashionable at the same time.
Right. See, mine's, I got five or six, and they're all black. And you know what? That suits me just fine.
And that's fine. That's fine for you know.
But
for,
ladies
got
it. They got ladies got to have a little color. I get you. All right. I just wonder. I'm glad you cleared that up for me. I feel better now. Nikki, you're going to be at the Office Depot's Women's Business Conference in a few weeks, and you have been invited to be on the panel on the stage with one of my favorite comedians. Tell us who that is.
Lily Tomlin.
You and Lily Tomlin. Are you guys going to do like a little shtick or something? What are you going to do?
Well, basically what they've asked me to do is, during a breakout session, is to share my experiences with Office Depot, WeBank, and how we became successful through the program a couple years ago.
Right. Now tell us about WeBank.
WeBank is an organization that certifies women-owned businesses.
Yep.
And what they do is, through networking programs, shows, trade shows throughout the year, they give you the opportunity to meet with retailers. Sit down and have one-on-one interviews and meetings with buyers, actual buyers from these.
So they bring buyers and sellers together, but especially women business owners, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and so that gave you a leg up, didn't it?
It sure did.
And all you did was find out about it and take advantage of it. And how would someone? How would another woman do that? How would other women do what you did?
Yeah. Well, what you need to do first is get certified by getting on their website, webank.org.
WEBANK.
That's correct.
.org, okay.
.org, and go through the process and become certified as a woman-owned business, and you have to be at least 51% owner of the company.
Right.
Once you become certified, it's really basically, Jim, it's up to you as a business owner what you do. You need to take advantage of the program, and what I mean by that is just by going to the trade shows and making yourself visible.
How big a deal is WeBank meant to your company?
It's actually given me like 90% of my business.
Wow!
To where I am today.
And this is not a gift. This is not like adopting you. They've just opened some doors for you, and you've had to go in and make the deals, haven't you?
That's right.
This is not knocking down the competition. It's just literally opening some doors.
That's right, Jim. And you know what? The main thing is it opens up the doors, and that's really like 70% of the challenge is opening the door, getting you in front of that buyer where it would be tough to have a meeting with a buyer.
But even once you get in front of them, you got to have your cornflakes together or you're not going to get the business, right?
That's right. I mean, you have to be just as qualified as the next Joe.
No free lunches, even for women business owners, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Right. Now, I only got about a minute. You have two children.
I do.
And a husband.
That's right.
How are you managing all this?
Well, I'm fortunate because I have a wonderful husband. He's a stay-at-home dad. We decided that if one of us is going to have to put that many hours into working and supporting the family, that one of us would have to stay home, and it just so happens to be him.
This is a story we're hearing more and more these days, isn't it?
It is. It is. I'm hearing it more
how's
and more
it,
out there.
How's it working out?
It's working out great. He's having the time of his life. I think it's great. I was actually not as fortunate to be able to spend so much time with my dad when I was growing up.
Yeah.
So I think it's great for the kids. I think it's something wonderful because most dads don't do that.
The only thing that women have to, as this type of scenario is emerging, the only thing that women have to do is figure out how to not feel guilty, even though everything's being taken care of, right?
You're always going to have that sense of guilt because I'm a mother. You know, the bottom line is I am a mother. And so a lot of times, you know, when I do the traveling and I spend so much time away from the
right.
home, it's difficult for me. But that's something that you have to just deal with and have to give back when you can.
Exactly. Hey, Nikki, congratulations on your success. And tell Lily Tomlin I said hi.
I will, Jim.
Thanks. Thanks, Nikki. Nikki Beavers, ladies and gentlemen. That's Jeva Technologies Incorporated. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.